semester?
It was nice.
Tell me more about it.
Yeah, I only had one class, and I was a full-time teacher, a research assistant. So I was not as busy as the semesters before. So everything was good.
Okay. So I guess you didn't work as a TA then?
No, I didn't work as TA in this semester.
Okay. But do you know whether you'll be teaching again in the future?
I don't think I have any chance to teach.
I see. Okay. Then could you tell me about the project that you worked as an RA for?
I'm working on a project of a wearable device, like to design a wearable device that mounted into the shoe and to monitor the GINT, to do some GINT analysis. For example, the patients, like the patients walk and then collect the data of their walking and analyze their walking and to detect some changes in their like disease or to do some early detection of some disease.
By looking at how they walk?
Yes, yes. We're collecting some like acceleration data, and we can like find the heel strike and also some like toe off, like some like basic GINT parameters, and so that to analyze some like to get some like conclusions from the people. Yeah. And the design is going to be a low power design, so it is going to be, I think it's going to be a product in the future. Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah. This is an interesting product. Project.
Wow. Okay. Then I guess you have an advisor now.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
How did you find communicating with?
It's not hard. It's I met my advisor like every. That's once a week. It's and like every time it was like an hour, almost an hour. Or if I did nothing in the week, maybe the meeting would be short. Yeah, and talking, and she is Chinese, so sometimes we talk in Chinese.
Oh, okay. Alright. Then have you attended any academic conferences?
Not yet. Yeah.
Okay. Then do you contact anyone when you get sick here?
I did not get sick.
But when you get sick, can you think of anyone that you could contact?
Yes, I have a few friends and my roomies. Yeah.
Okay. Are the friends like from the same program or?
Yes, almost from the same program. Yes, yes, there are a lot, yeah.
Okay, cool.
And just maybe my lab mates or my friends. And we know each other from the course projects, so, yeah.
Okay.
There are also PhD students, so.
From the same program?
Yes, in program.
Oh, okay, I see. And then my last question. When you think about changes that have happened in your life since you came here, what would be the first one that comes to your mind?
It's in this April. Like, I'm going to transfer into another school.
Oh.
Yeah, my advisor decided to go to another school in the April, and she lets us to decide whether to go with her in a week, and then everything suddenly changes, and we decide, and all the lab decided to move with her.
The whole lab.
Yeah, the whole lab, everybody in the lab. So I'm going to move to Texas next semester. Yeah. Yeah, it's a big change. It's all of a sudden. And yeah. And we were shocked at the beginning and never got a chance to get excited about it. Yeah.
Right. I understand. Okay, so you're moving to the University of Texas?
It's the University of Agriculture and Mechanics, I guess.
Oh.
Texas A&M. Yeah.
Do you like
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it, cause
okay,
it's,
that's good.
yeah, I never go to a place in the south before, so I'm looking forward to it. And also, it's hot there, it's not this cold, and yeah, I like hot more. Yes, this is, and I thought that I would have like 2 or 3 more years here, but no. No, I'm going to stay here, like to continue the research. Yes.
Okay, I see. Great.
Mm.
I hope you're the best.
Thank you.